Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Pesachim Daf Pei Amud Bet, about to take a look at the seventh Mishnah of this, the seventh Perek. Continuing with issues of the Korban Pesach and its intersection with Tum'ah and the possible consequences. A Pesach Shenizrak Damo. So the Dam of the Pesach and Puran HaMizbeach, V'chakach Nodashu Tameh. And then we found out that either the Dam or the animal itself were Tameh. Atzitz Meratzeh, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears or has, Shem Rebut or Machloket, or that exists, creates ritzui and acceptance of the korban. Nitmah haguf, meaning here that the owners became tamei, ein atzitz meratzeh, and it's not accepted. Mnei she'amru, hanazir va'oseh pesach, atzitz meratzeh al tumat adam, ve'en atzitz meratzeh al tumat haguf. So there is an older saying that somebody who is bringing the korban of a nazir, or somebody who's doing a pesach, that tzitz does make ritzui and create acceptance of the korban if the dam became tamei, but not if the person was. Nitmah tumat tahom atzitz meratzeh. We'll see what tumat tahom is, but it is a tumah of safek, of having passed over a mate in the depths. Now, we'll get to that a little bit later, but in the meantime, tam adenizrak v'chakach noda. So the Mishnah says that if you after Zrika found out that the dam was tamei, or the animal was tamei, then it's accepted. Well, no dava chakach nizrak, but if you knew first and then did zrikat adam, lo meratzeh, it doesn't work. That's the implication, because the Mishnah ordered it in that way. Or minhu, this is the challenge. Amatzit smeratzeh, haladam v'alabasar v'halachelev shenitma, ben mishogeng v'mezid. On any parts of the animal, including the dam, that became tamei, whether b'shogeng or mezid, ben b'onus, ben b'ratzon, ben b'yachid, ben b'tzibur, in all of those circumstances. Which implies that even if we knew in advance that it was tamei and still put it on the mizbeach, it would be accepted. Amravina tumato ben mishogeng ben mezid hurtza. What that means is not that you put on the mizbeach mezid, but rather that you became tamei mishogeng or mezid. Zrikato mishogeng hurtza mezid lo hurtza. But putting on the mizbeach only if you weren't aware at the time, as per our Mishnah. That's the way Ravina parses it. Rabbi Shila Amar zrikato ben mishogeng ben mezid hurtza. He says whether you put on the mizbeach aware or unaware of the tumah, it's accepted. Tumato b'shogeg hurtzah b'mezid lo hurtzah. But if you became tamei b'mezid, then it's not accepted. So elahadik tani ben if the thing became tamei b'mezid, elahadik tani ben b'shogeg b'mezid achi kamar. So then he has to explain the bright as follows. Nitma b'shogeg, if you became tamei b'shogeg, then zarko b'shogeg b'mezid hurtzah. Then whatever the circumstances of putting on the mizbeach are hurtzah. And therefore, he would explain our Mishnah that v'chakach nodashu tamei, meaning that the original one, the original tumah, was b'shogeg. Radikzani dam shenizrak v'chakach noda our Mishnah tam dim nizrak v'chakach noda noda v'chakach nizrak lo. So Rabbi Shila would have to explain that. The answer is huadim dafilu noda v'chakach nizrak. Even if you found out that the guy became tamei, that the animal became tamei, and then did zrika, it would still be accepted. It was only there to set up the seifa that says if the person became tamei, it's not accepted. Because in that case, even if you only found out the guy was tamei after zrikat adam, it's still not accepted. So therefore, for parallel construction, the reisha picks the case where you found it after the zrika. But the reality is, it would be accepted even if you found out before zrika, according to Rabbi Shila. And again, the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, mentioned the Tumat HaTahom, which is when you've passed over a place and deep in the crevice, there may have been a mate, and therefore it's Safek Tumat mate, Safek Oel, really. We said that that's accepted. Now, Bayram Bachama, he asked the following question. Kohen Amarat Sebe Kovanotei, and a Kohen who's doing the Korban on behalf of the Nazir or Oseh Pesach, who traveled Tumat HaTahom Olo, is he also accepted from Tumat HaTahom and allowed to do it? Mi Amri Kigmiri Tumat HaTahom Bebalim, maybe that only works for the owners. Bekohen Lo Gmiri, Odom Ziv Chagmiri, maybe it's about the Korban. So Loshna Bekohen, Loshna Balim, anybody involved with the Korban, the owner or the Kohen, is accepted. Amarava Toshma. Let's see, Tana Rabchia, Lo Amru Tumat HaTahom, Elohim Bilvad. It's only for a mate, meaning Tumat HaTahom is only about Tumat Mate. Maitle mutei mai. What's that excluding? Lava mutei tomata tom de sheretz. Meaning, if you thought that there may have been a sheretz under there. Umay askinan. Ilem baalim ufaman. Are we talking about the owners? Then what kind of owners? Iba nazir mi mahani bay. Kemut mutei alav amarachmana. And it shouldn't be a nazir because a nazir is not affected by that. Alaba ose pesach. Pesach has to be Tahor. That's only according to the opinion that we've seen already that you do not do Zerik on behalf of a Tmei Sheretz on his day. But according to the position it says you do Zerika because that night will be Tahor. We even allow him when we know he's Tmei Sheretz. So certainly if he may have touched the Sheretz, certainly. That statement must have been about the Kohen. Ushvamin Utralo Tumata Tahom. The Tumata Tom does work if it's Tumat Meit, and the Kohen, if he's doing a Pesach on behalf of others, is still allowed to do it. Aviyosef Lo, he rejects it. Le'olam Bebalim, we're still only talking about the owners. Uva Pesach, Lemute Tumata Tom de Ziva. What it is accepting is, and excluding, is Tumata Tom when there's a suffix of Ziva. Matom de Ziva, Lom Ratzel, that's not accepted. Vatani Aviyosef Omer, Shomeret Yom, Keneged Yom, Shachtuva Zarku Aleha. Let's say a Shomeret Yom, which is a Zavak Tana. And they did the shechita on her behalf, b'sheni shela, on their second day, which means that she saw yesterday. Today she hasn't seen yet, which means tonight she might become tahora if she goes to the mikveh today. But v'chakach ra'ata, then she saw, which means she has to do shimur the next day. Ein ochelet, she can't eat. Uftura mitzvah pesach sheni, but the korban is accepted because, as you've seen from the fact that she doesn't do pesach sheni, she's exempt. My tell, Ramishum de Maratzit Tzitz, isn't that because the Tzitz accepts Ritzui? So you see the Tzitz accepts, affects Ritzui, even for Korban Pesach, even for Ziva, not just mate. Amilo, Mishum accepts Rabbi Yossi, Mikano Mahaba, Yid Matama. That's because Rabbi Yossi has a different position, which is, a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, she saw on, let's say, Wednesday. On Thursday, she did some Shimur in the morning, it didn't see, and went to the mikvah. Then if she sees later on that day, her Tuma only starts again. But anything that happened in the meantime is kind of like in a bubble and is okay. Well, that can't work because Rabbi Yossi here explicitly says, a regular Zav, who only saw two Riyot, a guy, which means he has to do seven Shiva and a king, but has no Korban. They did Shechita and Zrika on his behalf on the seventh day, and then he saw, which means now the Shechita Zrika won't work because he has to bring the Korban the next day. Actually, he'll need another 7 days, but then he won't be able to eat. Or Shemeret Yom Keneged Yom, our case, that on the second day, meaning the day after she saw, they did Shechita and Zrika for her. In other words, it was the 14th of Nisan, and then she saw, they are Matam in Mishkav Moshe Lafreya, which means anything they sat on, or etc., all of Tumat Midras, all exists Lamafreya back to the first Riyah. Which means, how can you serve? Yossi says that her tumah is only from here forward. So, nonetheless, they're patur. So, Amri, my lemafreya. What does the mafreya mean, midu abanan? So, Yossi meant midu abanan, there's tumah lemafreya, but not midu araita. So, he does hold his mikano lahaba. The afro b'shaya sov matam lemafreya midu abanan. Rabbi Shaya holds the same thing. The Tanya b'shaya omer, avalzav shirab b'shvi shelo soter et shelofanav. The amale Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Shaya, how can you say that if he sees on his seventh day, it destroys all the days beforehand? The Nikim, Amrale Rabbi Yochanan, lo yistor elei yomo, it should only destroy that day. Mimanav shach, ikas olam freya matam mea filu kulu nistor. If you hold it really as the mafreya, it should destroy all the days back to when he first saw. Ikas olam kano lahabe matam mea, but if you think it's from here on in, yomo nami lo nistor, it shouldn't even mess up that day. What's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Yalaima lo yistor velo yomo. Rabbi Yochanan really said none of it should be wiped out. Viamrale Rabbi Yossi kai kavatach. And Rabbi Shaya said to Rabbi Yochanan, you're following Rabbi Yossi. Mitrin's Rabbi Yossi says, there is no Tumah Lemafreya. When she saw it today, tomorrow did Ksat Shimur, and then later on saw, we don't then say everything in between during the morning is Tamei. Rabbi Yossi, I'm not telling you, Moshe Lemafreya. Allah Shmamina, I'm not telling you, Moshe Lemafreya, and Shmamina. What that means is not that Rabbi Shaya holds that way, that Rabbi Shaya understood Rabbi Yossi that way, and that's why he said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi agrees with you that there is no Tumah Lemafreya, midoraita. So then, if we say that the tzitz is only ratzel lemeit bilvad, then what's that excluding? So nifshut minare bekohen behutra lo tumat atom. It must mean that it's for mate, even for the kohen, not just for the bialim. We're only talking about the owners of Pesach. The author of that brayta must hold that we don't do shechita and zrika for tmei sheretz. And therefore, we have to say there is no heter of tumah tahom for tmei sheretz. Rabbi Yossi, zava gemor echad mishkachat la. So according to Rabbi Yossi, what's a zava? After all, every day she sees, the next day she has a little shimur, and then you start again. The answer is b'shofat. She has to be shofat. She has to be constantly flowing from one day into the next. By telling on Shrata, call Shnei Ben Hashmashot. Or if she saw Ben Hashmashot, and then the next night Ben Hashmashot, and there was no moment of Shimur of a new day. Okay, by Rav Yosef, he asked the following. Koin Amratzeva Tamid. The Koin who's offering up the Tamid. Uchvalo Tumat Tomolo. Do we say the same thing about, as we said about Pesach? That if he was Tomei Tumat Tom, we allow it? If you're going to accept the position that we advanced just before, that the Kohen who's doing the Avodah for an Ose Pesach, we allow him Tumat Tahom. What about Tamid? Maybe it only applies to Pesach and Nazir. Maybe as we did with Shabbat and Tumat B'tzibur, etc., we infer Tamid from Pesach. In a place where we don't allow him and do avoda, if he's for sure tamei, nonetheless, we allow him to mata tahom. Which is Pesach. Like the Tamid. So but remember, the whole din of tumat tahom is halacha l'moshe v'sinai. It's not within some structure of psukim. So we can't get a kal v'chomer from there. V'atanya amalor v'lozor akiva etzem kisora halachar v'itam kal v'chomer. Famous dispute between them about the shiur for tumat ohel. V'ain ben kal v'chomer halacha. You can't use a halachal moshe sinai and build a kal v'chomer from it. Allah amarav yalif muado ma'ado pesach. The answer is that it's not done by a kal v'chomer, but rather the gzereshava of muado, as we saw in the beginning of the sixth parak, from Pesach to Tumah, we allow Tumah Tatahom for Tamid. The Tumah Tatahom gufa hechaktiva, and this is what you want to get to. Where do we see Tumah Tatahom alluded to in the text? Amar Balazar Makra, v'chiyamut meit alav. This is a nazir. If a person dies in his proximity. V'mechuveret alav. That's only if it's clear to him that he's dead. Ashkechan, so that means that a nazir is not Tameh, if Tumah Tatahom. Ashkachan Nazir was a Pesach Minalan. How do we know that that's true about somebody coming to do the Pesach? Well, who does Pesach Sheni? Somebody who's far away Lachem. What does that mean? B'mechuveret Lachem. When it's clear that you're far away. Meaning that it's clear you have to be distanced. Shemin Lakish Amar Kederach. So just like Derach. Ma Derach Begalui. Aftumanam Begalui. So Derach Chokah and Tamer, the two ones who can't do Pesach Rishon, do Pesach Sheni. Just like a Derach is something that's very clear, you're on a road. Similarly, the Tumah has to be something clear and not obscure and underground somewhere that you can't see. Meitavei Ezu Tumah Tom Kol Shalikir Ba'achad B'Sof Olam. Tumah Tom means nobody in the world knows that it's there, whether or not it's there. Hekir Ba'achad B'Sof Olam. There's some guy in Japan who knows that it's there. Ain't it Tumah Tom? So Rabbi Lazar Bechuveret Alav Ad Yadahu. Rabbi Lazar says it's not if anybody knows it; it's if you know it. And he said Lachem, therefore it has to be known by two people. It has to be that everybody knows it. So it's certainly not the case that one guy at the end of the world knows who was there. The answer is the Tumah Tahom is not learned from these psukim. It's halacha l'moshe v'sinai, and the psukim are simply different attempts to have an asmachta. Back to our Mishnah, it's only true if you found out that it was Tameh after Zrika. It was put on the Mizbeach, the assumption of correctness. But if you found out that it was Tameh before you put on the Mizbeach, it's not accepted because it was put on wrongly. Watch this challenge. You find a corpse in the road, on the width of the road. The truma tamei, when you crossed over it, you're tamei, and you can't eat truma if you're a kohen. The nazir osa pesach tahor, but if you're a nazir, you don't become tamei mate, and if you're osa pesach, you can do it. Chol tamei v'tahor lahabahu. And anytime you say tamei or tahor, it just means from here on in. And not retroactively. Elitmar achitmar. This is what Rav Rashi said. Mar Bar Rashi. Lo teima noda lo lachar zrika hu demratzeh. Noda lo ifnei zrika lo maratzeh. Don't think, as like Rav Shila, don't think that it's only if you found out after Zrika that it's accepted, it's even if you found out before. Gufa. Now let's see that last piece about finding the corpse on the road. He's on the width of the road, which means you crossed over him. What's the case? If you have nowhere to go around, if you could go around him, then you assume you must have gone around him and you're tahor even for truma. That's only if you found him in full shape, meaning the whole body. But if it's pieces of the body around, tahor, maybe you crossed between the pieces. But if there's a kever there, even if it's broken, even if he's broken up, the body's broken up, you're tameh, because if he's in the kever brings all the pieces together, there is nowhere to pass between them. By the way, this is only if you're walking. Ta'un or rachuv, let's say you're riding an animal or you're being carried, tamei. Shemahalech raglav, shershlo yigav lo yahal. Because someone who's walking could walk in between and not touch and not be over it. Ta'un or rachuv, but if you're riding on an animal or being carried, if shershlo yigav lo yahal, it's impossible not to be mahil over the spot. Madvam amorim betumata tahom. All of this is tumata tahom, which means it's not clear that there's a body there. Tum'a yidua tamei. What's that? This is the bright that we saw earlier. As long as nobody in the world around knows that it exists, and then we have the three different approaches we thought. Based on the psukim, we rejected that. If you found the body buried under straw, or rocks, or pebbles, or dirt, but if he's in the dark water area, like in a cave or in clefts of rocks, ain't a tumatatom. It has to be underneath. Mutumatatom elamet bilvad. And this entire ruling is only the mate, as we saw. So this brayta, which came at the end of the sugya, was actually mined for earlier information, including about who knows about it and a limited to mate earlier on in the sugya. Okay, we will pick it up with further issues of tuma and the pesach in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.